Right attitude of the Christian. The eternal God has drawn the line of distinction between the saints and the sinners, the converted and the unconverted. The two classes do not blend into each other imperceptibly, like the colors of the rainbow. They are as distinct as midday and midnight. Those who are seeking the righteousness of Christ will be dwelling upon the themes of the great salvation. The Bible is the storehouse that supplies their souls with nourishing food. They meditate upon the incarnation of Christ, they contemplate the great sacrifice made to save them from perdition, to bring in pardon, peace, and everlasting righteousness. The soul is aglow with these grand and elevating themes. Holiness and truth, grace and righteousness, occupy the thoughts. Self dies, and Christ lives in his servants. In contemplation of the word, their hearts burn within them as did the hearts of the two disciples while they went to Emmaus, and Christ walked with them by the way and opened to them the scriptures concerning himself. How few realize that Jesus, unseen, is walking by their side. How ashamed many would be to hear his voice speaking to them and to know that he heard all their foolish, common talk. And how many hearts would burn with holy joy if they only knew that the Savior was by their side, that the holy atmosphere of his presence was surrounding them, and they were feeding on the bread of life. How pleased the Savior would be to hear his followers talking on his precious lessons of instruction and to know that they had a relish for holy things. When the truth abides in the heart, there is no place for criticism of God's servants, or for picking flaws with the message he sends. That which is in the heart will flow from the lips. It cannot be repressed. The things that God has prepared for those that love him will be the theme of conversation. The love of Christ is in the soul as a well of water, springing up into everlasting life, sending forth living streams that bring life and gladness wherever they flow. Special testimony to the Battle Creek Church, November 18, 1896. Christians have many sources of happiness at their command, and they may tell with unerring accuracy what pleasures are lawful and right. They may enjoy such recreations as will not dissipate the mind or debase the soul, such as will not disappoint and leave a sad after influence to destroy self-respect or bar the way to usefulness.